Chapter 18. Corruption. You are now like a yellowed leaf. Yama's henchmen are standing by. You stand at the door of death, with no provisions for the journey. Make an island for yourself. Be quick in making effort. Be wise. Unblemished, with corruption removed, you'll enter the divine realm of the noble ones. You are now at the end of life. You headed for Yama's presence. With no resting place along the way, no provisions for the journey, make an island for yourself. Be quick in making effort. Be wise. Unblemished, with corruption removed, you'll experience birth and old age no more. As a smith does with silver, the wise person, gradually, bit by bit, moment by moment, removes impurities from herself. As rust corrupts the very iron that formed it, so transgressions lead their doer to states of woe. Oral teachings become corrupted when not recited. Homes are corrupted by inactivity. Sloth corrupts physical beauty. Negligence corrupts a guardian. Bad conduct is corruption in a person. Stinginess corruptions in a giver. Evil traits corrupt people in both this world and the next. More corrupt than these is ignorance, the greatest corruption. Having abandoned this corruption, monks remain corruption free. Easy is life for someone without conscience, bold as a crow, obtrusive, deceitful, reckless, and corrupt. Difficult is life for someone with conscience, always searching for what's pure, discerning, sincere, cautious, and clean living. One digs up one's own root here in this very world if one kills, lies, steals, goes to another's spouse, or gives oneself up to drink and intoxicants. Good person, know this. Evil traits are reckless. Don't let greed and wrongdoing oppress you with long-term suffering. According to their faith, according to their satisfaction, people give. This being the case, if one is envious of the food and drink given to others, one does not attain samadhi by day or by night. But by cutting out, uprooting, and discarding this envious state, one gains samadhi by day or by night. There is no fire like lust, no grasping like hate, no sneer like delusion, no river like craving. It's easy to see the faults of others, but hard to see one's own. One sifts out the faults of others like chaff, but conceals one's own, as a cheat conceals a bad throw of the dice. If one focuses on others' faults and constantly takes offense, one's own toxins flourish, and one is far from their destruction. No path exists in space. No contemplatives exist outside the Buddha's path. People are enamored with obsessive thoughts. The Tathagatas are free of obsessive thinking. No path exists in space. No contemplatives exist outside the Buddha's path. No created things are external. No agitation exists for Buddhas.